everyone. Welcome back to another episode of This is CX, our West Monroe Partners customer experience podcast. I'm Mike Manfredo.
And this is Paul Hagen.
Hey, Paul, how you doing today?
Excellent, excellent. It's Friday, and it's a beautiful fall day in San Francisco.
All right. Let's talk about customer experience and customer success. Paul, you've recently done a couple of speaking events where you and some other guests explored the similarities and differences between customer experience and the concept called customer success. And I thought it'd be great if we could kind of explore that today.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Well, let's just go ahead and start right off the bat. What is customer success? How is it typically defined as you and others are talking about it?
Well, so I think it's a fairly new, probably a little bit newer concept than customer experience. And it tends to be focused in the B2B software as a service space. I looked up a definition on Wikipedia, which defined customer success as a function within a company responsible for managing the relationship between a vendor and its customers. And its goals are to make customers as successful as possible, which improves customer lifetime value. I think the definition of Wikipedia is a little bit narrow. When I think about customer success, your customers come to your company not just for a product or a service, but to get something done. They've got jobs they're doing, and they're using your products and services to get those jobs done. And to me, customer success is really about, did they succeed in using your products and services to accomplish what they thought they could accomplish, if not more? There's an element that's, again, very overlapping, that not just with B2B software vendors, but any company has customers who are trying to achieve things. So at the high level, I think of it as, and we looked at some of the folks who are more mature in doing customer success, and their mission really is to deliver exceptional experiences and nurture mutually successful relationships with clients, in a way that both customers achieve that value and succeed at achieving that value that they came for, but that also benefits the company. So again, I think it's a lot of similarities with customer experience, but that's at the high level, that's kind of how it's defined.
So if we're really trying to be able to meet and exceed and deliver the value we promise on the expectations of our customers, why is that so important? Why is customer success having a kind of defined approach or focus on this so important for organizations then?
Well, this is what's really interesting. When you actually look at the benefits, that most people practicing customer success are looking for, they kind of look a lot like, what we talk about in customer experience world. So, if you've got loyal customers, they spend more, 31% more than the average customer. If you've got customers that like you and are loyal to you, they're 50% more likely to try a new product. If they don't like you, they're not likely to try those new products. For companies that deliver great customer experiences, a 5% boost in customer retention can increase profit, 25 to 95%. In customer success, we look at earning greater pricing power, right? Customers that love a company and have great experiences, are 4.5 times more likely to pay a price premium. They have lower cost to serve. Customer experience leaders have 5.1% revenue growth, five times the revenue growth over laggards, the leaders over laggards. So, I think, again, at the business levels, customers that like you stick around. They're willing to pay more for your products and services. They try your products, and that's good for business. It's not only good for customers; it's good for business. So, why is this important? It is about creating those customer relationships. So I think, again, there's a lot of overlap in the benefits that customer experience and customer success folks are after.
So it's interesting that you talk about, it's a lot of the same outcomes, business outcomes, If we focus on the success of our customer, ultimately we expect some of the same outcomes as if we focus on customer experience. So how is customer experience and customer success the same, and how is it different?
Well, I think I think some of the differences come into play with particularly efforts at a low level of maturity as they're getting started, where the focus is, and you know what goes into numbers. So where a customer success person, you know, a typical customer success team focuses after the sale. So it's, you know, once customers acquired, now it's all about subscription as a service. The bulk of the new revenue is going to be organic growth. And so you've got these client success managers focusing in on making sure that the customer, you know, is onboarded and is starting to use, you know, again, software or whatever services that you've got. They're assuring client success in the customer terms. They're driving health, retention, revenue growth. So there's a lot of sales. You know, I'd argue that at a low level maturity, they're kind of glorified inside sales people or account managers. But they're definitely focused on revenue, cross sells, upsells, you know, all of those types of things. You know, customer experience land stereotypically is you know, playing maybe a little bit more on the marketing end or service side, starting out. They're defining perhaps a customer experience vision and a roadmap. You know, they're really starting to listen to customers, interpret, share data about what customers are doing. They're intentionally designing experiences from end to end, or at least looking at what the end to end experience looks and feels like. They're building a customer-centric culture. They're trying to grow loyalty and revenue. You know, so again, you're seeing a lot of overlap, but you know, perhaps the customer experience has got a slightly more broad vision, or maybe starting in a particular area. Customer success is definitely on the back end. I would say customer success can sometimes in its early stages be a little bit more inside out. They're really focused on growing revenue, growing that lifetime value, but it's through a lot of cross-selling and upselling. So a lot of customer success managers are busy, you know, pitching the next product, reacting to customer problems, because if you've got any customer problems, you know, and helping customers, their clients navigate through those problems, if they've got problems, you're not going to be able to cross and upsell. But maybe a little bit more outside, you know, inside out than outside in. I think as you go through a maturity, you know, model, early stage, you know, typically, you know, and I even look at that definition that I talked about earlier from Wikipedia. Customer success is a function at a company. I think early stage customer experience and customer success efforts are a function. They're a siloed function, separate from the rest of the organization. And oftentimes you see customer success and customer experience programs live at a company, not even working together, but as separate functions. Customer experience may be more on the marketing or service side, customer success on the sales, you know, and or account management side. I think as they go to a mid stage, you know, a slightly more mature, they become programs, cross-functional programs. You know, customer experience maybe adds some governance across an end-to-end journey, you know, and maybe customer success is, again, moves to more of a program, a cross-functional post-sales program, and you pull together onboarding and maybe training, support functions, plus the sales, maybe some marketing geared towards market. But you know, you've gone from a siloed function to a broader program. And I think at the mature state, and this is where I find, you know, I think they become a unified, more of a unified effort is when they become a mindset. It's a firm-wide customer-centric mindset where, you know, we understand that if we put customers first and align our operations and make sure that customers succeed and get getting done what they're doing, that leads to loyalty, which leads to a growth in customer lifetime value and account value and wallet share and all of those things that, you know, both of our customer experience folks as well as customer success folks are looking at. Just one last thing, and I'll let you continue the questioning. I think probably the biggest and most interesting difference to look at right today are maybe some of the tools that that customer experience and customer success and how they differ. Customer experience tends to be looking at what customers say. So we often use in voice of the customer tools like Medallion, Qualtrics, and you know, it's important to understand, well, you know, do our customers like us? We can talk about it, improving the customer experience all we want. Well, what do the customers say about that? So we focus a lot on what customers say and as a signaling mechanism for improvements and opportunities to drive more value. Customer success folks tend to use a lot of tools looking at behavior. What do customers do? In a software as a services world or any digital world, whether you're in financial services or retail, watching what customers do as they browse around using your services, how engaged are they? You know, what's that behavior? There's a tremendous amount of data exhaust available to watch customers' behavior. And in the human-centered design world, we know what customers say and what they do can be two very, very different things. So there's a big kind of difference there that, again, I don't think it's an either or. I think it's together. You know, for the customer success folks, knowing what customers say is just as important as knowing what they do and vice versa. You know, so I think there's some things to be gained there.
It's really interesting. When I talk with our clients and talk about customer experience and the value it can bring and how it can function within an organization, I always kind of think back to the example of, and we see this in especially, we do a lot of work around in the financial service space, loan origination. Mm. And the idea of the lending experience is not when we implement a new loan origination system to manage the time that they submit an application to the time that it is, in fact, the loan is onboarded and that's it. No, if you look at the end-to-end experience, what happens before, what happens after, I see where customer success and this idea of, great, they've gotten their funds. Now, are they using it? Are they using it successfully? Mm-hmm. How are they tracking against it? And that in itself is an experience, right? So I kind of see and think about customer success as not only do we deliver the product, but are they using it? And that kind of then dovetails into a whole potential set of experiences that CX professionals within an organization might support the broader CS focus.
Absolutely. You know, and the loan origination isn't the only thing that's going on. There's broader set of financing that a customer is trying to do. And so seeing that broader relationship and making sure that, hey, within the context of what a customer is trying to succeed with in the broad set of managing finances and running a, you know, say running a business, you know, in a B2B commercial banking kind of state with treasury management and, you know, all of those other kinds of things, right? That's where customer success gets really interesting is kind of, you know, again, thinking about that. But, you know, that's where customer experience is great too, because it's really crossing those boundaries from, you know, how that the setup, the buying process works and sets expectations, you know, that continue into, you know, now I've gotten my product or service and I'm trying to use it and get that value that I was promised, right? It's meeting the expectations that were set up front. And if you've set up bad expectations on the front side, you know, you're going to have a hard time on the backside, you know, delivering on those. So, you know, it's really about orchestrating it across. And I think where, again, those two combined are really interesting.
Yeah. It was interesting. I had another client that we were kind of helping them think through and how to stand up a customer experience organization, and we were looking at kind of key journeys and business impact. And what we found was they were kind of a software B2B software services organization, similar to how you described. And we actually found that in the sales and acquisition kind of journey, the buying journey, the company essentially treated that as once the sales guy closed on the deal and got a contract signed, they pretty much, that was it. They threw it over the wall to their implementation team, and it was always a mess. And it wasn't just that it was a bad experience and the customer wasn't happy. It actually, this term or the idea of failure to launch, they never actually realized that revenue from the contract that was signed because the customer was so frustrated that they just said, forget it, scrap it, we're not going to do it. Yeah, and so, that's a huge business outcome and impact to an organization that, again, this is a very specific example in terms of that make the sale move into the post sale. But and there are other examples, I'm sure, where customer success can play a really important part. But I thought that was a really interesting example of real business outcome in a negative way, where if you don't focus on success, if you don't think about the end-to-end experience where CX and CS kind of cross, that there's real potential negative impact.
Absolutely. You know, and so, you know, you're kind of segueing into an interesting thing, which is, you know, so we've got a customer experience audience here. And, you know, what I'd say, there's a few things, if you're a customer experience leader, that's worth looking into the customer success world, and borrowing some of the things from there. So if I were to name a few of those kinds of things, because you may not have a customer success organization, but doesn't mean you can't create, you know, some of the stuff and borrow from this, you know, B2B tech world and apply it in your set situation. The first one is, what I like from the customer success world is they focus on the part of the life cycle that drives the lion's share of customer experience. I often see customer lifecycle diagrams, and they give equal weight to the buying side as the post buying side. And when I think about any complex, long usage of products, I think to myself, that is so, you've really misrepresented where the bulk of the experience is. It's not in the buying, it's in the onboarding, the usage, the mastery, the engagement, the support. Right, there's all sorts of things that go into, you know, after a product is sold that leads to, you know, future growth and organic growth and advocacy. That's what's really interesting and important. And I think, you know, as a customer experience leader, looking at that back half of the life cycle, where the lion's share of the experience actually happens, is really important. That's something to gain from the customer success folks. The customer success folks have got really wonderful models for financial modeling and financial drivers. And I think, you know, many customer experience efforts struggle from, you know, identifying and articulating the ROI on their investments. And I think the customer success world has done a fantastic job at really focusing on those financial drivers and making the business case that, hey, in this world where services eclipse products and organic growth, at some point when you're in a mature marketplace, organic growth, and that notion of renewals, that revenue number far eclipses your acquisition number, and, you know, super interesting and critical component, and that's where they focus. So our audience ought to borrow some of those models that they've used, and there's this data driven approach to customer health. You know, overall, looking at your customer health, they're looking at behavioral analysis, what customers are doing. You know, I think in our world, there's some really interesting tools like UserMind, ClickFox, ClickTail, you know, some of these journey analytics tools that are essentially scooping up, you know, Tea Leaf probably as well, scooping up a lot of customer data. And looking at those behaviors, really creating almost dynamic journey maps, not these static ones, but dynamic journey maps of what's going on with customers. In the customer success world, there's tools like, you know, particularly for software companies called, you know, Gainsight, Tatango, a Strike Deck, you know, some powerful tools there. But, you know, I see marrying those up with, you know, your Qualtrics Medallia, Confirmit, you know, and in fact, a lot of those tools are already building relationships with those behavioral types of tools to you know, bring that data together. But the data-driven approach, you know, again, is something that I find very, very interesting. And that notion of customer health and looking at that and taking a bunch of data and understanding, hey, am I headed in the right direction based on, you know, how much people are pounding on the services I've got? You know, if I'm a financial services and I use Chase Bank and they've got a, you know, a blueprint for how my spending goes, are my customers using that? Are they coming back to it or are they not? All that data is available to say, hey, my customers engaged with me, are they healthy? Have they taken advantage of, you know, the features that I'm trying to build in and getting value out? So that, you know, all of that kind of stuff is great. On the flip side, if you're a customer success person, you know, I think there's a huge benefit to gain from working with customer experience. Customer experience brings this outside in perspective, and we got a lot of great tools, personas, journey mapping from end to end to understand customer needs. I think customer experience does a much better job of bringing that outside in perspective and that using tools out there, design thinking types of tools to really, you know, start from the customer's perspective, start from what customers need, you know, are thinking from success and driving that into operations. I think customer experience does a pretty good job of creating governance across, you know, and there's many companies that have matured and created customer journey-based governance models that are really powerful in driving action, you know, upstream that impacts customers downstream. And then I would say, finally, customer experience is really good at intentionally designing experiences. So where customer success, especially in earlier stages, is very reactive, you know, I think customer experience can help in how do we design an experience so you don't have to be reactive. You're actually proactive and meeting, you know, understanding and using insights to create an experience that is going to drive success for customers, using behavioral science to drive some of that stuff. So lots for these two to learn from each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, I think that's a good place to kind of stop the conversation. I think it was a good introduction to what customer success is and how it plays with CX. I do think that they are, they're very closely related. I think they, like, as you mentioned, they got a lot to learn from each other. And frankly, I think they end up delivering more value to the organization when they work together than if they were to work separately. So appreciate you running us through that, Paul.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Looking forward to coming back to the topic. And gosh, if there's any in our audience who are thinking about standing these things up, you know, give us a shout. Or if you've stood one up and it's working or not working, you're challenged, we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. All right. And with that, we'll just go ahead and wrap it up. So thank you, everyone, for joining us to listen in today on this topic. Paul, as always, thank you for sharing your insights and point of view on this, and appreciate the time.
My pleasure. Thanks, Mike. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, all.